It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
So great to have Frosty with us as always. So much knowledge, and she is so free to share it. Welcome back, Frosty.
2 years ago, we bought these, just these annual sunflowers. We knew that after the season would be finished, they'd go away. And then I was surprised last year when a whole bunch of them came up and had even bigger stalks than the originals we bought. This year, I'm noticing even more coming up, but they're small. They're tiny right now. So is that because of the rain, or is that a normal thing?
We have had a cool start to the year for sure. So that could partially be it. They definitely are a sun. Well, they're a sunflower. They love sun.
Yeah. And they're in the sun, but I've noticed there's a lot up, but they're very tiny. And I thought, boy, I thought this time last year we were already seeing them bloom, but I'm way behind.
Yeah, no, this time of year, it was probably a little later when you saw them bloom, but they'll probably take off pretty soon when the weather starts to kind of even out and really stay warm consistently. So.
Okay, should they be watered a lot, or should I just leave them alone?
Always with anything like that, just check the soil. If the soil's moist, I would leave them alone.
Okay.
But we've had enough rain for little seedlings like that probably to be getting enough water.
I've noticed I did a light watering yesterday. I did test the soil, and the soil was still rather damp. So I did a quick watering because I wasn't sure how long today would go before any showers would pop up.
Yeah, you did a light watering.
Yeah.
That's good. Yep.
So there, yeah. So how long can people continue to plant? I mean, here we are almost into July. Well, what's the window of good planting?
Well, the big thing, again, and we've talked about this many times, is watering. I've actually got some perennials sitting next to my garden right now that I'm planning on planting this weekend, and it'll just be a matter of me having to water those through the summer. But even if you plant things in the spring that are new, you've got to water them through the first summer anyway. So the big thing is to try to plant things when it's a little bit cloudy and not super, super hot.
Okay.
But I think this weekend looks pretty good, so I'm going to try to get those in the ground. Otherwise, they're just going to bloom where they're sitting, but hopefully I'll get some time to do that. But no, it's a great time. Right now, we are really in the thick of things. As we all are probably noticing, things are blooming. Our gardens are coming to life.
Yeah.
It's a great time. It's nice to sit outside when it's not raining. And we've got a lot of new products still rolling in at Frost Farms. So come on down if you're looking to fill a garden hole or plant a new shrub.
How about a little preview just before the 4th of July, very special event where you're going to be doing some grilling once again and inviting people to drop by and do some taste testing.
Yeah, we're excited about the 4th of July. It's almost kind of hard to believe that's already here, isn't
it?
So Friday the 3rd, we're going to get the grill out and get some Herring Brothers meat samples going. I'm probably going to do some ribs and some steak tips and stuff. So come have a sample of that. And we'll be running some specials too.
All kinds of great stuff in the farm stands.
Yeah, we like having fun down there.
All right, Frost Farms in Town Hill, frostfarmsmdi.com, and check them out on social media. And right now, Rip, the legendary chocolate lab, sporting a really cool Frost Farms hat.
Yep. Oh, sweet.
Yep. He puts up with us every now and then, but it's not often.
He's sporting a boater's hat.
Yes, trying to keep the sun out of his little brown eyes.
That is really cool. Thank you, Frosty. We'll see you next Thursday.
Have a good day.
You too.